from PRX.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and friends beyond the binary, press your space face close to mine so I can give you some lulls in your ears. Because it's time for those lulling, soothing tones. I'm not a moon age daydream, but, you know, if there was a tangentially, you know, I circled the moon in a tangential way. Didn't even make it around the whole circumference. Because it kind of went, like, what is it? Can you measure circumference by zigzagging around the moon while you're daydreaming? I'm not sure, but you know what? You know why I don't know what I'm talking about? Because I know it's time for Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. And if you're a regular listener, an all-night listener, or you fall asleep really fast, I just need you to hear the beginning of the show because that's how we keep it free for everybody. Hey, everybody, this is Scoots, and this is where I talk about Sleep With Me Plus and supporting the show. I'm going to try to do this one pretty fast with a couple questions. This only goes out if you're a regular listener to Sleep With Me. So if you're new or the show's just something you listen to every once in a while, this is not important, really. But if you're a regular listener, the question is, does Sleep With Me help you at all, right? Does it help you in a unique way, like help you fall asleep or break up the thoughts or ease of loneliness in the deep, dark night? Distract you from physical sensations, whatever, does it do anything for you? And does the sleep you get or the relief you get make your life any better? And if the answers to those questions are yes, and you can afford to support the show, this is a time when I'm really asking people, hey, what would it be worth to you if we stopped making Sleep With Me? Like, would you pay to get it back? Like, you'd say, if Sleep With Me does make your life better by helping you get to sleep, or it does help you in the deep, dark night feel less alone, or you just like it, and we stopped making it, I said, hey, would you pay for to get back? Like, how much would sleeping be worth to you? Say, hey, let's restart it. Let me put a quarter in the machine. What it does for you be worth to you to say, hey, I really want to get that back? And if the answer is like, hey, yeah, it would be worth $20 to me, or it'd be worth $50 to me, think about supporting the show at Sleep With Me Plus. Even, I mean, obviously, most people support it much less than that, because the show could really use your support right now, and we never have to cross that threshold. So if the show does something for you in a unique way, you like the podcast, and you can afford to support it, just don't wait. Sign up for Sleep With Me Plus, sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus, sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. That's sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. Thanks, everybody. Support for Sleep With Me comes from Odoo. If you feel like you're wasting your time and money with your current business software, or just want to know what you could be missing, then you need to join the millions of other users who switched to Odoo. Odoo is the affordable all-in-one management software with a library of fully integrated business applications that help you get more done in less time for a fraction of the price. To learn more, visit odoo.com/withme. That's odoo.com/withme. Odoo, modern management made simple. All right, everybody, it's time for the Sleepy Supporter Zone, the part of the podcast I need you to hear so I can keep it free and where I could thank the listeners who supported the sponsors. That's how we all work in conjunction here. And I wanted to thank Dawn and Carrie. Oh boy. Both of them shared on Instagram. Carrie supported Grove, got a Grove order in, shared with Grove and me some hand sanitizer that looked great. I was like, oh boy, put that on my next shopping list. And then Dawn shared her HelloFresh meals in her Instagram stories, which was really cool. And it helped me kind of see, oh boy, those quesadillas look pretty good. So I want to thank Dawn and Carrie for supporting the sponsors. If you want to know who sponsors the show, you can look in the show notes or go to sleepwithmepodcast.com/sponsors. And if you support one of our sponsors, let the sponsor know about it. Tag him on social media. Tag me so I can try to thank you in the Sleepy Supporter Zone, which is now over thanks to Dawn and Carrie. And we can start slowing things down. But first, Mr. Bard, let us know who helps out on this podcast.
This posty poster song sounds like an earful. Wrote the theme song.
Edits episodes too.
Carl W. the legend.
Also edits episodes.
Kenny, Scotty, and Jennifer.
Runner, 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 runner. Eric and the team at Astound are on the website.
I am the mystery bard.
I do the lullaby.
kindness shine straight on through when the listeners form their own Facebook group. Keith, Stacy, Sarah, Laura, Julie, and Jennifer. These are your moderators. Get support, dear Scooter, on Patreon. Buy the merch and support the sponsors. You can find anything you want at sleepwithmepodcast.com. And we're so proud that we could dance to be part of Nine Vale Presents. So now on with the show.
Thanks, Mystery Bard. Now we can slow it down. I'm at Dear Scooter and Twitter and Instagram. That's where you can find me. And let's get on with the show. Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. And what I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping you up, thoughts, feelings, physical sensations. So yeah, thoughts you're thinking about or other things you're thinking. You might say, Scoots, can thoughts think of thoughts? I said, believe me, that's one of my thoughts as hobbies don't worry, I'm not going to do whatever's going through your mind, feelings, emotions that might be coming up for you. Maybe the remnants from the day or the deep past or thinking about other stuff. Physical sensations, anything you're experiencing physically. It could be changes or unexpected. How can they call it an inspection? What's an unexpected inspection coming? We have two things we could talk about. Unexpections. Or whatever the first thing was that I already forgot about. So it could be whatever, you got to be traveling, someone else is traveling, something's buzzing out there. Holy moly. With that buzzing, I don't care. Transform, I don't care if you keep my power on. We quit with the buzzing. Transform into something that doesn't buzz, Transformer. Also, it's my other podcast, throwing shade on transform and utility poles and transformers. Oh no, that's the utility pole. Utility pole notes. Things interesting to utility poles and people interested in utility poles. Doesn't have any listeners yet, but one day. You know, believe me. Doesn't anybody remember when Maeve, season one of Everything is Alive, the lamppost. Where was I? Sorry, new listeners. I went off topic early. On inspection. I'll try to remember that if I can. But if you're new, what I'm going to do is I'm going to try to create a safe place where you can set aside whatever's keeping you awake. Like I said, there's plenty of room here. It's peaceful. You got whatever, however you like your space. This is a safe place, where you are too. And that the way I do it is I send my voice across the deep, dark night. I use lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones, pointless meanders, superfluous tangents. I go off topic, get mixed up, totally on purpose. Maybe I use made up words, or you say words that were retired for a reason, Scoots. I say, oh boy, tell me those. Not those words. This is a podcast, but uninspection. If that was ever a word, what do they call it? Don't they call it that? Surprise inspection. You'd say, is this an uninspection? That's something that sounds like something that, they'd say on The Office, this is an uninspection. And you say, so are you you're right. I should talk to the new, I just got unsplained. What's the cure for splainers? Unsplained. It comes in spray, aerosol, not aerosol form, but a spray form. Also a powder. Works best as a glittery powder that you see. It's called unsplain or unsplained. It's a powder you throw in the air. That's poof them. Poof the Splainers. Okay, so if you're new, so here's the thing. This podcast is very unexpected or a variant from what you say. Okay, this isn't a podcast I've heard before or sounds like one I've heard before. And you say, right, I got creaky dulcet tones, which is, you know, a bit like a frog that, if a frog and a utility pole got together, you may be able to trace it back. You say, Scoots, where did you get those creaky dulcet tones? Well, I'd say, well, Junior, have a seat. I'm going to tell, it's time for us to have our big talk, finally, right here in the middle of a podcast intro when I was trying to talk to the new listeners. But have a seat. Once upon a time, there was a frog, a utility pole, and something so shiny and sweet, it could only be called the dulcet. And they all fell in love and said to one another, let's hold hands and treat each other with dignity and respect, and let's just hang out, you know. And then they got bored. And then they realized there was something like between their heart and their gut that started fluttering in each one of them in a wonderful way. Oh, no, Junior, please don't ask me about the fluttering. No, right here, near your ribcage. Then that's how I got my creaky dulcet tones. Oh, boy. That's how it all started. And it all ended with creaky dulcet tones, because that's how I started. Ever since I saw the three of them holding hands while they were bored, my voice changed forever. So if you're a new listener, this podcast, okay, so creaky dulcet tones is one thing. That's creaky dulcet tones. Pointless meanders, that one kind of self-explanatory. The show starts off structurally. Oh boy, is that unexpected. So the show starts off with business. That's how we keep it free for everybody. Millions of people can download it if they want for free. So the show starts off like a little bit fast paced and catchy because, and that's how we're able to bring you the rest of the show. So structural show starts off with business. Then there's an intro that's 12 to 20 minutes long, which you can kind of see how the intro works. It's really a meandering way of me explaining the podcast in a new way every single time, because it gives you just time to get ready for bed or to get into bed and get settled. Let that day, you know, let all those, what did I call them? What was it? Surprise and inspections drain away. You know, just like that day I came home to my utility pole and my dulcet, and I said, "Hoo boy, yeah, I'm the frog in this story, Junior." Yep. They said, "Oh, how was your day at work?" I said, "Oh boy, those bogs aren't going to, you know, those lily pads aren't going to sit on themselves. We had an unexpected today, and it was, would you have, well, today's uninspection was to make sure our lily pads were properly polished. Properly polished patrol, they called themselves. And, you know, so I said, holy, you got to be kidding me with this. I'm just trying to sit here. I didn't realize I had to maintain, I thought my job was frog. And I was just supposed to, you know, make noises and those, you know, I got a utility pole and a dulcet at home and some sort of creaky dulcet tones. I don't even know where we were like, you know, we weren't expecting creaky dulcet tones to be in our home. But yeah, I thought I was just supposed to sit on this lily pad. I didn't even realize what an unexpected inspection, because I didn't even know this was in my job requirement or my title. It's just a frog. I don't see frog dash duties include polishing of lily pads. Oh, it's new. Oh, new TOS. Oh, I automatically opted in by moving my head. Okay, great. You know what? We should get back to the... Sorry, Junior. Enough about our family history. So the intros are just kind of a long meandering chance to give you a chance to unwind and get ready for bed. Let those... just like our frog... example here. It's kind of hard when your personal mythology is tied into it, but just like our example, sorry, I'm distracted of just thinking about that. Is that really where my, tell me the truth, Papa. Is that really where my creaky dulcet tones came from? Okay, so the intro is just like a long, winding introduction of the show, just to give you a chance to wind down. So new listeners sometimes find it a little bit jarring, even though it's sometimes they find the beginning of the show jarring, sometimes they find the intro jarring, just because it takes me 12 to 20 minutes to get to, not really to get to a point, but get to the next stage of the podcast. So that's it. So that's the intro. Then there's a story. I think tonight maybe we should get deeper into this frog thing. Lily Pad Polishing Patrol sounds interesting to me. But yeah, we'll tell a little story. Then there's some thank yous at the end. So that's the structure of the show. This is also a podcast you don't really need to listen to. You could kind of consume it in a loose way, an out-of-focus way, if you want. Some people listen to it just at a muttering level, and some people listen closely. So kind of see what works for you. Like some listeners skip ahead, skip the intro. Some listen to the whole show. Some listen during the day for distraction, too. If you're new, you'll kind of get an idea of what works for you. So just give the show a few tries. For some reason, even though I say it, it's like, oh, wait, I really don't need to listen or pay attention. Like my Nana says, every time I try to find my own dulcet and utility pole, I don't know why I bring my Nana on dates with me, except that she's, you know, one with me. She says, don't pay him any mind. When I say, like, they say, this is the part where I try to be humorous and show my humor. Then she says, don't pay him any mind. And I say, right. But this is the one case where, in that case, or every other case in my existence, it's not exactly, that's a liability. In this one, it's an asset. And my Nana is an asset here. And believe me, Nana, you put the definite, you know, I'm just kidding. I won't even say it. I was trying to think of a way to reverse it and say, but I don't know the actual Webster's definition for asset. So if I knew that, I would say, you know, the qualitative value of a service or good, you put that in asset, not the other part, though she does. I mean, not figuratively like that. I mean, like metaphorically. I guess because I used like, would that be a simile? Don't pay me any mind. You're right. So you don't really need to listen to this podcast. There's also no pressure to fall asleep. The reason the shows are about an hour is I'm here to keep you company as you drift off. So drift off whenever works for you, whenever you find yourself doing so. And then if you can't sleep, I'm going to be here till the very end. So if you're one of those people that just can't get to sleep for some reason, or you're waking up and you need some company, I'm here to keep you company. I'm your boar bud, your boar bay, your boar sib, your boar cuz, your boar bestie, if you wish. I'm here for you because I truly believe you deserve a good night's sleep. You deserve a safe place where you can get some rest. So that you can go out there and live your life and flourish. And I make the show because I've been there. So I think that's it. You know, structure, you know, I sound different. Here's the things we'll recap. Unexpections are unexpected inspections. I do have creaky dulcet tones. I'm a bit strange and different. And this podcast is like a, similar to mild humor, but not quite there. You say, well, he doesn't quite get there. And what else? Structurally, the show's different. Listening, the show's a bit different. Falling asleep, it's a little bit different. But it's here for you. Because, I mean, I don't know if it comes across. If the podcast does work for you, you'll get it. I care because I know how it feels. And to those of you that I can help, I really hope I can. But as a lot of regular listeners say, almost every regular listener says, give it a few tries. It took a few tries to get the idea of the show. The show became the opposite of an inspection, because it's that feeling when you know you're just a frog sitting. You say, "I'm just a frog sitting on the lily pad. I don't have to worry about inspections. I'm just here." And frog, I just got a telegram. Believe it or not, this frog sent me a telegram. "It's not easy being a frog." I say, "Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Kermit had to write a song because we were." I say, "Thanks for the reminder." I don't know how frogs track me down, but okay, so I'm glad you're here. You work very hard. I yearn and I strive, and because I really want to help you fall asleep. So thanks again for coming by. And here's a couple of ways to keep this podcast free for everybody. Sleep With Me is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. All right, everybody, I'm going to turn it over here to a frog. You know, I got one of those frogs that came up in the intro. Anyway, I'm going to send it over to us. This is going straight to a bog from here. Well, hello, everybody. I have creaky dulcet tones, but I actually have a reason, because I'm a frog. Nice to meet all of you. I'm glad to be here. I'm technically not in a bog. I'm in a scooter. You know, a lot of people just bandy about the word bog or the swamp. I've heard people, you know, fancier terms like riparian, you know, something with riparian, you know, watershed. You know, I call it home. It's the place where I live, the place where I work. It's just my area, my neighborhood. And I'm a frog, and I want to tell you a little bit about a tale. I said, once upon a time, there was a frog and a water strider. And they lived in a world much like my world. There was a river, and the river came down from somewhere, a plateau where the river started due to, you know, rain and snowfall. And this river was known for fishing and a little bit of recreation, but mostly for fishing. But not far off the river, I don't think it was a tributary. It was a side road. And again, where someone less knowledgeable might call it a swamp, but it was just, you know, you go through some reeds, you go through some, you know, swampy-like areas away from the main water flow, but where water still comes, you know, people, humans, they go there too. They got boats, they got canoes, they got rowboats, they got other things, but here in this river, the water's just fine. Oh boy, is it fine for someone like me. Or once was, at the beginning of this tale, there I was. And it was my first day on the job. Holy cow, was I proud to be a frog. I got my first lily pad. And this was a time where we were, this was actually, somebody say, well, aren't you just like existing because you're sitting on a lily pad? What do you do? You're probably doing one or two or three of those things. And I'd say, are you frog-splaining me? Because I was the one telling the story of my experience as a frog. But yeah, I mean, most people say, well, frogs are doing a few different things. One, you know, trying to find a mate, tell me about it. Two, eating, you know, existing, you're right, feeding and eating. Or three, you know, regulating our body temperature and that kind of stuff. So those are all real things. I mean, those are all legitimate, real things. But none of those were why I was there. We'd actually got a big job. Now we were feeding. This was an initiative that this land was ruled by a great queen. She was also a wizardess. Some might even say, I don't know, but again, I'm just a frog. I don't know the exact things, but I guess at some point, because of the ways of humans, no offense to all of you. Hey, everybody, this is actually Bernie the Butterfly here. I'm telling you, did you like how I'm doing a story? I'm doing a story for all of you. So Scooter said, Bernie, just keep in character. He's been trying to teach. He said, because I said, when am I going to be back on that podcast? I want to talk about the newest boy bands I'm into. Scooter told me that the tote bag, I don't know why everybody's not buying my friggin' tote bag. I'm on a tote bag and a t-shirt. And according to Scooter, he says, Scooter, how are my tote bags selling? He said, well, it's acquired taste, Bernie. People, super fans like them. And the super fans of the podcast are the ones that support the merch store. So super fans of you. So I said, whoa. So someone's, they got to be a double super fan to buy me my tote bag. And he said, yeah, Bernie. So I said, oh boy. And then I said, when can I get on to talk about like NCT? I'm not, because Scooter said, I think we've had enough of 5 seconds of summer content. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but he said, maybe in the next decade we could get, and I said, well, I'd like to come on and talk about NCT, And he said, well, he said, pitch me. And I said, well, what is it? And so he said, what if we do something different? You tell a bedtime story, Bernie. And I said, Scooter, that's what I do every time. I come on there, I wrap a parable within a fable about the humans, or about how great, boy bands taught me to love, those two things. Also my propensity for drinking Gatorade instead of the natural butterflies. So he said, you could come back on the show I think he's using the restroom or something. That's why I'm talking to you for reals here. So if I change my voice again to something, oh, so sweet, like the little frog. Also, I don't even know a name for Scooter said, here's how you do it. Let me walk you through it. And he said, Bernie, remember, don't be getting in the human's business about it. And I said, I know, Scooter. I know how to wrap a parable within a fable. I've done it before. But you should hear how we all talk about it. He said, haven't you got any of my advice about your hair or your look or your dressing or your shoes? And he said, I don't know what you're talking about. Oh, yeah, So good to meet. Oh, also, oh, this is one thing Scooter always tells me. There's a lot of new listeners here. Listeners come, listeners go. So if I would love to apply to be become a super fan of me. I'd love to be in that position. Now, you got to qualify, which is, you got to be a human that's kind of open-minded. You say, humans, what are we going to do? So one, if you agree with that statement, you're getting there. Here's Scooter talking to his dog, so that's why I got some time here. So if you're a human that says that, if you say, humans, they're not so great. What I love? Butterflies. Those are great. You know what I even love more? Giving butterflies Gatorade. Not random ones, though. Holy moly. I don't want the rest of the butterflies to be in a position like those hummingbirds. Please don't do that to us. Just for me. I'm the only butterfly that's allowed Gatorade or Powerade or any of your aids. Kirkland Signature Aid is just fine by me. So the new listeners. So if you're new, how are you doing? I'm Bernie the Butterfly. Once upon a time, I was a butterfly minding my own business in the lot next to the apartment where Scooter lived. And one day he was out there skipping to the loo, as I like to call it, saying, how he does it. His head in the clouds, his brain left at home or something. And he said, he's talking, he's looking at things, and we cross paths. And I happen to be one of the few butterflies. I mean, no offense to all my butterflies out there, but that has gained full sentience and a total grasp of the friggin' English language, you know. So I'm a butterfly, right? I could talk. So I says to him, he said, it was wrong day. I mean, you know, lightning struck, I guess, because he says, he looks at me. He gets, a little bit too close with the talking. And he says, blah, blah, blah. And I said, what is it? Whoa. I'm not a butterfly. I'm a butterfly, not a baby. You know, what do I look like? I'm in a crib over here? And then he said, well, you could talky-poo. And then I said, oh, boy. And then he asked me the fateful question, if I was friends with Jordy, like LeVar Burton. And then that's when everything changed. And I had to tell him all that, as beloved as LeVar Burton is by readers and podcasters, Star Trek fans, fans of humanity, and those things, us butterflies, not every butterfly. I do get a lot of pushback from the majority of the butterfly community. So I don't speak for everyone, I guess I'm contractually required to say that most butterflies do like LeVar Burton. I, on the other hand, I've grown to appreciate his ability to act, but I don't know him personally. I just know that at this time I was going through something, and I said, why do you got to friggin' say butterflies, you could fly twice as high? I could not let it go. The whole idea of the butterflies flying, who's LeVar Burton? You might not even know who I am or... So LeVar Burton, he's a famous podcaster now. He was a famous actor, probably still is considered a famous actor. Played Geordi LaForge. He's done a lot of good stuff. Also hosted a show called Reading Rainbow. And when he was doing that show, now I guess Scooter also said, well, how do you know LeVar Burton wrote the theme song? And I said, this was years later. It took Scooter years to think about that comeback. But he said, in his theme song, he had a show called Reading Rainbow. And the songs was about how great reading was. That was what the show was about. Nothing, got no qualms with that. But a big part of the song, probably, no offense, most popular part of the song, it said, butterflies in the sky, I could fly twice as high. And, when I first started, I said, I couldn't forget it. I said, whoa. Now, maybe it was my teen years, I was a little angsty. And so that was the day when I met Scooter. I just happened to be, agitated about LeVar. Look, but I said, but I couldn't, that was the day, my first human interaction, other than fly. I seen a lot of TV because I fly by the windows and I sit there and I say, well, let's watch the show. And, that was a big day for me. I said, well, take a look in a book. Okay. Yeah, I can't go anywhere. Sounds good to me. And then I said, just imagine if you were a human. And they said, whatever. Reading caterpillars. We could make twice as big a mess as a human. You'd say, oh, I'll show you. Okay, so this is a rule. I'm breaking all the rules here because Scooter's not around listening in to me. That'll teach him. So I'm Barney the Butterfly. I met Scooter there, gave him a piece of my mind. He laughed pleasantly. He said, I could see why that he was very amused in it. But in a way that, since he's not here, I could see it. I felt a little empathy and compassion. He wasn't laughing to negate how he was feeling. He was saying, makes total sense a butterfly would be, wouldn't like that. He said, If I could fly, I wouldn't want to know who can fly twice as high as me. So anyway, we became friends. I've been on the podcast before. And we ended up moving in because I developed a taste for Gatorade. Also developed a taste for Scooter bringing me the Gatorade while I sit on the couch and watch TV. Not sure which, you know, which came first, but, you know, so we had a lifestyle together. He would go to work, I would sit around and watch TV and drink Gatorade, and then I would say, get some more Gatorade right away. And then I said, then he said, Bernie, what do you want to do with your life? This was 6 years ago, but I said, taste all those flavors. I said, you got Winter Frost, you got Ultra Frost, you got Blue Freeze, you got Grape Arctic Blast, you got Cherry Ice. I said, I want to get through all those flavors, Scooter. That's what I want to do. But he's not good at, neither one of us ended up being good at keeping track of all those names. Now, I think they scaled back, you know, Melon Freeze. I said, okay, well, I'll never know the taste of Melon Freeze, you know, or Glacier Ice. And I said, how do you decide what flavor, if you're going to have something called Glacier Ice, what do you decide? You know, what's that meeting go? You got the team with the name. You got the team that says, okay, it'll be like the color of Glacier Ice, you'd imagine, like a frosty white gray. So we got the color, we got the flavor. What are we going to go with? Make sure it doesn't taste anything like glaciers or ice, though. And they'd say, little grapey, little fruit punch. Okay, got it. Make it. Let's see. What about frosted melon? I don't know about that one. Let's wait for that one. What celebrities are we doing cross promos with? Because we could get someone. And they'd say, well, wait, let's wait for the Winter Olympics for that one. Okay, so anyway, so I met Scooter, moved in, been on the podcast, started doing the Thanksgiving Day parade coverage, and that's about it. But I haven't been on the show for a while because lately, over the last few years, I just became very particular, especially, so once I cut the Gatorade, they said, you got to reduce your Gatorade, so I started... So anyway, I got really into boy bands, in particular 5 Seconds of Summer, and then some other things. But I got to go because Scooter's coming down. But that's basically my history with the show. Now I'm back to tell you the story about this frog in his first day on the job. Yeah, but I just wanted to see. You know, the thing is, I guess I learned to love the audience of this podcast because, like, I understand. Like, as I love... NCT or 5 Seconds of Summer, and the way they move, the way they sing, the feelings that triggers in me, you know, the journey I'm taking on, experiencing through song and movement, and, you know, costumes, eye contact, you know, like all those things that maybe, you know, I know that there's a different experience. You know, the podcast is like the lulling version of that thing. So there I was sitting on my lily pad. It was my first day of work. So the queen, okay, this goat is here now. So good talking to you. So the queen had said to me, she'd assigned all of the things. She said that she wanted some symbiosis. And so they put us, this was the third generation of frogs in this area, in this kingdom, that we were, what do they call it? The hard rozzle. The hard rozzle. I think it was a made-up word, but it was a thing where the balance had been thrown off, and we were there to restore the balance and just sit on our lily pads and, you know, do our job, but, you know, not do it just for sustenance. We were supposed to, by magic or natural magic, you know, we were assigned areas for best coverage. And now I had become... best friends with a water strider who I called Stridey. Originally, I called it Stridex, because Stridey looked like a ex. Then Stridey explained to me that Stridex was a like a brand. Like I said, Stridey said, no, I don't want to be Stridex. And I said, why not? You look like an ex. You're a Strider. You're Stridex. And then Stridey said, how would you spell that? And I said, Stridex. Stridey explained to me that when humans turned into teens, just like a lily pad, they had these pads to clean their skin, and they were called Stridex pads. And I said, oh, so you don't want to be called Stridex? And Stridey said, no, thank you. And so, you know, that was, so I was there, to deal with that situation, and all was going good on my first day. And I was, you know, talking to Stridey, who didn't have a job. Stridey would just skate around like a Shibs, you know, just like one of those two wonderful twins skating around on water instead of ice. And, you know, like those, like that Bernie, the those ice skaters that Bernie the Butterfly almost loves as much as NC. So it was my first day at work. And so I was there working and just talking to Stridey. When all of a sudden I felt this strong pulling at the back of my lily pad. And now I had a very nice lily pad, you know, full size, is shaped like a heart or, you know, like a spade, however you wanted to describe it, like a lily, you know, like a lily leaf or a lily pad or a. So I was sitting there and I was facing on what you would probably call the heart end, you know, the butt end of the lily pad, that looks like it's two humps, because I just found it's a nice balance, So I felt a strong pulling at the back, at the tail end of my lily pad. And I look around, and then there's someone back there, a butterfly back there in an official-looking uniform. And I said, who are you? And the butterfly said, I'm Spelunka over here. I'm here to check up on your lily pad. And I said, oh, how nice to meet you. It's just my first day. And Spelunka said, well, you're not doing that great a job. This lily pad's a mess, I'll be honest with you. And I said, oh, no, this is my first day at work. I don't know what you mean. It's balanced. I'm here. I'm on the butt end. I'm facing out. I'm on the lookout to keep this biome and, you know, balance. I'm here on behalf of the queen. I had a best friend named Stridex, and then so whoa, your best friend's name is Stridex over here. This Stridex, I love how you move on the ice, by the way. I mean, I wish I could see you on ice. That's what I meant over there. What's your name again? Stridex. What about Strider? Oh, that's what everybody calls a Strider. Okay, that makes sense. What a Strider. You know, Stridex does have a nice ring to it. I mean, if, as long as you're not, how old are you in your teens? For a water Strider, you are. Yeah, I don't know if Stridey's any better. I think Stridex is like pretty good. Anyway, I'm Spelunka in the. Yeah, I'm here to make sure I'm doing a lily pad inspection, so I don't know who you are to tell me. I'm just here to inspect your lily pad, and I'm telling you it's not up to snuff. It's my first day. They didn't tell us anything about this at training. They just said, sit here on this lily pad, and if any buzzy buddies go by, you know, send them to the big buzzer in the sky. Yeah, I got to tell you, I'm a little bit, you know, I'm just a butterfly, so my job is not, my job does not include breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So you get paid for this in addition to getting to Oh, no, no, it's part of our, it's a requirement for being a frog in this area currently. Huh, really? So you just do it for the food and then, because you're supposed to. Yeah, I guess so. I mean, it's just the way I was taught. Plus, I got a best friend here, Stridex, Stridey. And, you know, it's pretty nice on here. I got this really nice lily pad they assigned me. And I don't know, I'm enjoying the work so far. And everybody, like, made it seem like it was a pretty square deal. Yeah, it was too bad, I guess. But let me check my, you look like you're going to say something. Well, I was just going to say it really feels good to be guarding the coast in some sense and making sure our kingdom and the queen is, everything's in balance for her. That's what I was going to say here, everything's in balance for the queen. Now, is the queen a frog? Let me just run by it. Let me check my memory banks here. Oh, no, the queen's a human being. That's what I thought. Interesting. Okay, so I'm just, you're distracting me, and I think a buzzy buddy just went by, and Stridey just nodded, even though Stridey doesn't really talk, just skates around. You know, Stridey, you can usually interpret things by Stridey's movement, and Stridey's doing a movement that says, I think questioning your motives, to be honest. It's a good thing because my motives are to inspect your lily pad, and I could see it, as I was flying in here. And, butterflies, we fly in an indirect but direct manner. You know, we could fly thousands of miles. I'm not sure if you knew that. So I happened to catch your lily pad on my route list here. And I said, that one does not look like it's up to snuff. Who do you work for exactly? Oh, well, I work for the Pad Polish Patrol. That's what I am, a triple P. I'm a Pad Polish Patroller. Here to make sure your pad is properly polished. So that's what I'm hearing. I see that there's no polish on this pad. There happens to be some, looks like you got a seagull spot over there. I don't know, some crusty stuff, I think, there. You got some sunspot on that side. You got some good natural polish there to the left butt, as you pointed out. I'm going to have to, it looks like I might have to report this in. And that'll be too bad because then, you let that the top human that's in charge of all this, let her down, I guess. And, nothing like, and she has her own little wizardess to look after now. So I don't know if humans could sit on lily pads or how long it takes them to start to work. Probably the queen's children won't have to work anyway. But I guess you'll be joining them because, when I get this report filed, you seem like such a nice kid, by the way. Well, I'm actually not a kid. I'm a frog. I'm not a kid at all. I'm a frog. Frog. Can't you tell? I was just saying it, I was trying to cut you a break so that you could keep doing this. I mean, it's your first day of work. I'd say, holy cow. Back when I was your age, they would give a kid, they'd say, just go ahead and, get some. I was never a frog. I never had the privilege of being a frog. I've just been a butterfly. But I've always paid attention. Wow, that Stridey can really move. Holy moly. I don't know. That last move reminds me of, I don't know if you ever check, if you ever watch ice skaters on social media. Sometimes they skate in parking lots on, like I've watched Michelle Kwan in the parking lot a few times on inline skates. She also has great cooking tips. If you have a look, sorry about that. I got distracted again. It's too bad we didn't have any music to put on. I put on some, you too familiar with the music, Baby, you know, I can't say it, but, you know, Baby Fish. Well, I'm just trying to get you were saying about cutting me a break and what it was like when you were a little butterfly. Whoa, 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 little butterfly. No, no, no. I was always a butterfly. Like, I was just small for my age. I wasn't a little butterfly. Oh, that's not what I meant. I mean, I was saying back when I was a younger butterfly, people would get, you know, they'd say, well, just go get some polish up your lily pad here and, you know, take it, you know, don't worry. As long as it's polished tomorrow or you're working on polishing it, you know, there's no reason to worry at all. Yeah, but, you know, that's just, you know, that's, that was with the good old, that's why they called them the good old days. So I guess I'll just file my report and then it'd be good knowing you. And you, Stridey, great moves. Oh, well, do you have, like, couldn't you cut me a break like the old days and I could go get some polish and we could polish this up, or I could polish it up. I'll stay late today, even after, you know, once croak time comes, I'll work right through croaking time. Yeah, I mean, I'm not even sure I'm like at, you know, I have my full croaks haven't come in yet anyway. So like, do you know where I could get some polish? Do you have any polish on you? No, I don't have any, you know, they didn't give you any pad polish, eh? No, I just enforce unpolished pads. I don't polish them. Well, isn't there a spot I could go get some? Yeah, that's the only downside, kid, is that the only place I heard that has a lot of lily pad polish is Queen's Castle. And that's off limit to butterflies, so... Also, I don't even know where it is. That's why it's off limits. I don't even know how to get there. Even though I know where it is in the Queen's... So I don't know. I'd love to help you, but I really can't. I just know that it's in the kitchen of the Queen's Castle. Oh, well, I actually happen to know where the Queen's Castle is. Because that's where one time... When I was just a frogling, I got put in a bucket and brought to the Queen's Castle for a little while to lie in some grass in a bucket, and then they let me run, you know, go back home. Oh, wow, that's a wonderful story. Well, why don't we go over to the Queen's Castle and get you some... pad polish and everything will be good. We could just leave Stride here. Stride, you think you could sit on the lily pad and pretend you're a frog for a while? Oh, well, I thought you guys were best friends. I know you want to come along and keep an eye on me, but if you stay on the lily pad, your friend here would know if anybody came by, any other inspectors. Or, you know, you could just say nobody came by, you know, you could just say you would take it, you know, if anybody looked, you say you at 4:45 p.m. was when you took a cooling jump down to the bottom of the, you know, so you'd cover for them, a kind of a best friend type move. Okay, great. Let's head out here. I'm going to fly. So I'll meet you, just head across the water there. There's a dock, you want to go to the left of the dock. There's the land slowly slopes out of the river there. Yeah, where those rocks are. Whoa, you swim fast, almost as fast as a butterfly can fly. So anyway, what was I telling you about? I think we were saying you just lead the way. I've never been to the castle before. Okay, it's up this way. Yeah, I was saying that it's too bad the queen's not a frog, you know, she's just a human, like you were saying. Probably, I don't know, do you believe that, you know, they have frog, like, that all the planning is best for the frogs? Or is there any contra-argument about it, like, that, you know, maybe the frogs would want, I don't know, to do what they want to do and not be told to sit on a polished, lily pad all the time. I don't know. I mean, I've heard tale of a place called Adventure Island. That's where I would want to go. But you know, I guess just got to do the Queen's job. I can't go to Adventure Island. Whoa! What's this Adventure Island place? Well, when I was in the bucket, that's where the Queen's family was going, to Adventure Island. And they said it had waterfalls, ponds. The kids were telling me about it. Mini golf. They said there was even like holes where frogs could hide. Carts that go. They said no frogs near the carts that go. They said water slides. Lots of. It sounded great. Castles, like, so other than the Queen's Castle, this must be another spot. I think there's other stuff that sounds fun. A splash pad, that's what really caught my attention, even though I forgot it till just now. Okay, hold on over here. Did you ever hear anything about, two things. One, do you ever hear, do you know if they play music there? I don't know. Okay, did you ever hear the word DJ? Oh, yeah, live concerts and DJ. I did hear that. Dance parties at Adventure Island. Okay, interesting. Okay, this is important. Can trace your memory banks. Did you ever hear them say concession stand? Concession stand, yeah. They said, can we get, well, yeah, they said only if the concession stand's open. Can we get some treats? Iced cream they talked about. Okay, that's a guarantee. If they have that, they have Gatorade over there. Whoa. So did you ever hear where this Adventure Island was? It doesn't sound like far. They said we'll be there in 5 minutes to Adventure Island. They went in the Rolling Thunder machine. Oh, that's called a station wagon. Oh, yeah, the wagon. They say get in the wagon and everybody climb in. Okay, do you know where the wagon is? Well, it's just up here. I mean, right on the way to the Queen's Castle before the great climb to the castle is where they park the wagon. See it? It's right around this corner here. Just follow me as I hop along. Hop, hop, hop this way. Oh, wow, there it is with its fake wood paneling and all. A lot of horsepower in that thing, they say. Well, you certainly seem interested for an inspector. You know, don't you have other lily pads you have to inspect? Listen, I'm going to talk to you. Oh, wait, here they come. We got to figure out a way to get in that wagon now that I'm thinking about it. Well, I thought you said that... All the lily pad polish was up in the Queen's kitchen. Yeah, I mean, it is right next to the Gatorade in the kitchen, but they don't have a DJ there, live music. And here's the thing, when I was listening to the radio, I heard NCT, maybe like the cover band, or like a tribute band, is playing in Adventure Island. So we're going to have to get into this car because also, you got to trust me, kid. That's all I could tell you. Well, I don't know why I would trust you. None of this seems to make any sense to me at all. I'll tell you what, if you trust me, I'll tell you why you should. I'll earn your trust if you help me get in. I know I could get in. We got to sneak in. See, they're opening the back door. And they're waiting for this. So if we get in the back door there, come on, you hop up on the bumper there. And I'm going to fly in there. That's where they're throwing all the, see, now they're going to come and throw all the stroller and everything there. Oh, there comes the Queen. She's going to be driving the carriage. Oh, they're closing us in. Yeah, they didn't see us. Good job hiding there on the, And that little well that the kids put junk in. So anyway, you were saying that I could trust you. Are we going to be able to get some lily pad polish here in the car or the wagon or at Adventure Island? Listen, kid, I wanted you to have a seat here because I was going to tell you some stuff. Let's get down here behind the seats. The car's really loud, so I don't think they'll hear us. But listen, there's no lily pad polish up there. In fact, there's no lily pad polish at all. Oh, goodness. What a ruse. It was a ruse, to be honest with you. Like, I'm an agitated butterfly agitator. And I saw you there working for the Queen, and I heard about this whole frog initiative, and I got to tell you, I strongly disagree with it. And, you know, I'm not against humans. I'm just against humans telling frogs what to do. In fact, can you tell me when, because I didn't even hear really, was this like a national initiative or was this, how did you find out that you were supposed to be sitting on a lily pad eating stuff to keep things in balance? Oh, well, when I was a frogling, after they caught me in the bucket and then they let me go, I would come back and listen. And the Queen, she had a training session one day where she was watching a bunch of the kids, not just her children, but other children. And she said, oh, gather around, my little froggies. And I knew she was talking to me in addition to these other children. And that's when she told the tale about everything being out of balance and all that. And then I said, well, one day, she said, when you can hop and swim, that's when you'll know you're old enough to start the watch to bring things back into balance. And today was that day. I'd been swimming a little bit each day. Because I saw that lily pad, I knew it was mine. Because Stridey would stride right around it, and so that's how I know. Oh boy. Okay. Well. So what I was saying is, I made all this stuff up about the lily pads polish and about the Queen because I wanted to get some Gatorade from the Queen's kitchen. Oh, what's Gatorade? Well, I don't think frogs could eat it, to be honest with you. It's not. It's just something for butterflies. It's butterfly water. Oh, why wouldn't the Queen just give it to you? Well, that's the thing, kid. You know, when someone calls themselves a queen or a king or a ruler, in this case, I want to say it was a little bit of pretend that there might not actually be a queen or any of that stuff. Oh boy, but if I tell you the way you're looking at me with those froggy frog eyes, is that a tear forming in your eye there? Well, I'm just wondering if I'm just not feeling settled in my belief system now. Okay, listen, kid, I'm going to tell you the truth because the truth is what it will help. You know what happened is the Queen and her great vision. Now, this is all a secret. You can't tell any of these other people because they don't even speak frog or butterfly or, you know, the common language of the swamp. So the Queen, she wanted every creature to learn to have their own adventure. And she set forth this initiative to set forth, learning to grow by a little bit each time, swimming and developing your skills. And she did that through, a series of stories like she told that one day to help you to train for going on your own adventure. And then she set forth people like me sometimes they call me that I have a bag of tricks, but most of the time it's just, I'm the wise mentor type figure. You know, like kind of the fox to help Pinocchio, the famous ones, like Honest John. Oh, I'm not familiar with him. Well, you could just call me, Bernie the NCT fan, I guess would be it. And when you meet these beings, you know, your journey shifts, just like the queen wanted you in the end to have your own adventure and to be able to go to the place you dreamed of, which was Adventure Island, I guess. I don't know, but I don't know if I was just dreaming of it in my mind. And the next thing you know, you meet me, we get in it, you know, not be fully honest with you at the time. I had to make sure you were ready to continue your adventure to Adventure Island, which is, looks like we're pulling in. Can hear the dirt. We're in a dirt parking lot. That sounds like the ringing sounds of heaven right now. We're going to have to get ready to get out when they get the stroller out. But the husband there, the queen's assistant, I like to call him, he doesn't know how to lock the stroller. So while he's fumbling with the stroller, let's go. Oh, wow. It's gravel everywhere. Well, this is just a parking lot. Let's get over this grass on the edge of the parking lot here. Yeah, so there it is, kid. That's Adventure Island there. That's the mini golf. Look at all those. Here's a little tip. I think you could go live behind that waterfall there. And you could, swim around, a lot of things. That's the go-karts. Just call them no-karts. Don't go near there. Okay, so don't go near those carts. And then what's that down there? Well, that's the stage. So that's where I'm going to be. And, if you want to join me, I don't know if you're into music. I don't know what music is except for the sweet songs of the swamp. Well, yeah, here's the thing. My dream was always to be a member of NCT. Now, this is a cover band that's playing, I guess they're playing today. Oh, no, the flyer says next week. Oh, boy. What does that say? NKOTBNCT. Yeah, it's like this touring mashup. It's a cover band. Okay, so it's a tribute band, actually. So it's a band that plays NCT and New Kids on the Block music together, and sometimes they mash the songs up. I've never heard any of the music before, but they're playing here. I guess it's next week. Now, the good news is, kid, we could live in that castle, and we could listen to the DJs. You know, they have music here. Look at all these kids, these humans having fun, and, you know, they don't properly dispose of everything, which it brings, what did you call them, buggy buddies or whatever. So there's plenty of Gatorade for me, buggy buddies for you. What do we say we go by behind that waterfall there on hole 18? Oh, that says hole 11. Okay, yeah, that's not my forte. And we'll be roommates for a little while, and then we'll go see NCT and KOTB, NCT or whatever they're called. I get it mixed up because I say NCT first, in my opinion. Well, thank you. This has been quite a pleasurable adventure. I think my adventure will continue. Well, I mean, this will be the boring part. We'll just sit around and watch humans, but it won't be too bad. So it's great meeting you. Maybe, why don't you pass your time sending a note to Stridey? Maybe if you get it finished, we could put it in the station wagon. Okay, dear Stridey, I'm here at Adventure Island missing you. Make sure to say in the letter, if Stridey can come, that'd be great because I'd love, like I said, I like listening, like I like watching figure skating. Like, especially the Shibs, I don't know, that's another thing I'm a fan of. And, it just relaxes me very much, especially when they're having fun, just like bands. So put that in, I'm going to lie down here and get some sleep here, but, maybe we'll wake me up in a week, all right? All right, I'll be here penning my note. Good night. All right, I want to thank everybody that reviewed the show recently on Apple Podcasts. Anyway, I think I thanked, but I like that saying that, from Norway. good work. First, I didn't realize, I think it would work. Then I realized, I was asleep. So, we'll listen to it again. G. Holland from the UK, sleep so much quicker with this on. Swede 1111, they're from the USA, though. They say good stuff. I listen at 1.5 speed, and it works for me with a 15-minute timer when I wake up, and they love Cloud Tower. Thanks, Swede. Then Avington, favorite podcast, love it. I used to donate money, can't do it right now. I'm not in a position to do so, but it'll show my support by writing a review. That's a great way to be supportive. Listening to podcasts is comforting. It helps my brain stay occupied. I deal with ADHD. But 9 times out of 10, sleep with me helps fill up that space in my brain so I can fall asleep, stay calm, mildly entertained. It keeps me in bed. And there's no pressure to fall asleep, unlike other podcasts where I'm worrying if I'm doing it right or wrong. Yeah, here to keep me company. It's truly a lifesaver. Thank you. Little Bird told me, says thank you and love and no thank you, too. I've been using this on and off. I was skeptical at first. Then I woke up. I love the no thank you show that helped me find Empty Bowl. Dano Banano puts me to sleep like a charm. Only downside is extensive of Patreon ads. But yeah, I realize that nothing in life is free. Star Trek episodes are my favorite. Thanks, Scoots. Amazing. This is the first time I've ever left a review. Really works. If you suffer from insomnia, give this a try. That's from NB0520. Joanne did not like the podcast. Sent the bad kind of shivers down Joanne's spine. Joanne did give a 2-star review, which is rare. Usually that would be a 1-star review. So that's like one of our few written 2-star reviews. Then Scoots is amazing. AU Lab says, keeps my dog asleep too. Very helpful. Now this one, I want you to guess the stars on it. Are there stories or just rambling? Can't tell where the ads end and the story begins. Oh, but sorry, gave it away. Every time I listen, I remember why I don't listen to it very often. That's from Alan. And then also Dragon did not enjoy the podcast. No thanks. But I don't know if they checked out. No thank you. Maddie Grace says, thank you, Scooter. I listen to the same episodes every single night. 9 non-binary. So hearing my identity knowledge is wonderful. Really like the cooking in real time episodes. They're calming, like listening to a friend. Work is appreciated by me, an anxious non-binary college freshman. Well, this makes it an honor for me to help. And then, my page scrolled on me. I said Dano Banano. I just saw that one. But Simone and Paul from Canada. Say, can't live without it. So it's comforting. Can't go to bed without sleeping. Me podcast. Love every bit of it. Thanks, Simone and Paul. And thanks, everybody, for reviewing the show over on Apple Podcasts. You can review it, I think, in a couple other apps. I don't always know where, but, it's a huge help to just let other people know about your honest experience with the show. That's how we grow. In addition to in-person or online, wherever you encounter people. Sleep With Me exists as a free podcast because people should help the show on Patreon and support the sponsors, so I appreciate that. And speaking of letting you know about podcasts, here's one from Night Vale Presents I want you to know about, too. All right, everybody, this is Scooter. This is Weeks in Review, and this is where I run through my Weeks in Review stuff. What was on Sleep With Me Plus in the past month, and what you can expect to see on in the public feed too. Now I have if you sign up for Sleep With Me Plus, or you're already signed up for Sleep With Me Plus, I highly recommend using a podcast app that allows search within the feeds, but using just one podcast app for Sleep With Me Plus content only, and then keeping your other podcasts, your daytime podcasts, in whatever app you use now. And I would just check out a couple podcast apps you could choose from. on Apple are Overcasts, iCatcher, Pocket Casts. And on Android, you could try out Pocket Casts or Podcast Addict. For this example, I have the only thing I have in the, my app is I think this is the Boyfriends level. I have four podcasts, the ad free full episodes, the story only episodes. Nothing in Sleeping Me Plus has ads except for the really old episodes in the archives. We got the story only versions of the show, the all intro all night versions of the show, and then the bonus episodes. So let's start with the bonus episodes, actually. So Saturday, a new Posty episode came out. It was one that Russell loved, and that came out. And that's in the bonus feed. You know, some people like listening to the Posty Super Deluxe episodes during the day. Some people sleep to them. And, yeah, so that one is in the bonus feed. And then looks like we got a bonus coming out for Boar Besties and Boar Friends on Thursday of this week, which is April 15th when I'm recording this. And then we have another Posty Super Deluxe came out a couple weeks ago. That was a picnic lunch with Scooter. And that's in the bonus feed. And that makes just so much easier for those of you that don't like automate your playlist or anything, just to kind of build and choose how you want to listen. That's popping the all intro, all night episodes. I know an all-intro episode is coming out this Thursday. Last Thursday was Make Great Pets Season 1 Part 2, almost 6 hours. It's about the max length we can get and have a good file size. So that was like 7 episodes of Make Great Pets. April 3rd, an all-intro episode came out. And then we had... March is at bonus episodes. There was another all intro episode. So that's in the all intro all night feed. And again, like so much easier, like these all intros. Is that what everything that's in there? 277 episodes split between all. So if you love all intros, I bet 200 of those are all intros, maybe even more. And then in the store, both in the story only episode feed and then in the all ad free feed. Let's run through the new episodes. Bring It On week started last week. So we had 12:54 was our first watch along where I watched half of the movie Bring It On. Wednesday was 12:53, Ben Broughton, the Crayon Rambler. That was one of those episodes that had an intro that I said I should make an episode based on this intro. Went to make an episode based on the intro, and it went in an even another direction of what if there was an RPG game based on the movie Bring It On, which led me to figure out I never watched Bring It On. Let me learn more. Then I ended up watching Bring It On. Then April 7th was Alba Sabelix, like we're getting ready, big announcement if I haven't made it anywhere. We're going to do 3 seasons of a crossover with Alba Salix. So that's cool. So, that's something we're looking forward to doing. And, that was episode 1 of that. That was the one we did originally. Then 12:52 was the finale of The Great British Bake Off and episode 10. Then Multiplex 5, Tiki Transistor Hut. That was a good one. 12:50, one of my favorite episodes probably in the past few years, a Wildy Wonka tour that came out of like some news articles about the experience. And I said, this has got to be an episode. And that will be a series. I mean, like a recurring thing. Then Great British Bake Off, episode 9, Patissier. And Multiplex episode 4, and then we're back to our last audio news. So it's everything. And again, if you ever need support, support@supercast.com is there to help you. Though if you're listening to this episode, I'm assuming you're not like you don't need support. But if you do, and the other thing is like this is my main way to communicate. I learned this on Patreon. Most people just don't read their emails from Supercast or from me. or and most people aren't on our Discord or follow our social media. And so these messages are how the majority of supporters get their information. I do it in a sleepy voice because there's like, I put it in the, at the end of the free show too. But this is a kind of key way, but these episodes are easy to skip, especially if you're just using one podcast app, right? And building your playlists from that podcast app. So yeah, thanks everybody for supporting the show. Reach out if you have any feedback at sleepwithmepodcast.com. If you need support at supercast.com. And good night.